Today is September 27th, 2023. I'm TJ Katz, and the local time is 3:11 p.m. Eastern Time, tuning in from Washington, D.C.
And I'm Courtney Sachs, and the local time is 3:11 Eastern Time, also tuning in from Washington, D.C. It is very special to actually be together to film our next podcast episode, and thank you all for tuning in.
So now that August execs has happened, we've really just hit the ground running, Courtney and I, visiting so many different communities in such a short amount of time, and we really can't wait to share some of the highlights from some of the first few places that we've visited. So the communities that I've hit since we last talked were Miami, Eastern Region, Keystone Mountain Region, and Ohio Northern Region. And I just genuinely had a great time in every single one of these places. One highlight from my Miami visit was getting to do a Havdalah on the beach. It was a really, really cool opportunity for all of us to gather, celebrate the practices of Shabbat, sing all of the Havdalah songs with one another, and be in such a special place like the Miami beaches. In Eastern Region, I had the amazing opportunity of going to their regional executives conference, where we were able to help so many chapter leaders feel educated and prepared for the year to come. I'm so excited to hear about all the successes from the Eastern Region chapter board members who learned so many really, really special skills at their execs conference. Then I headed on over to the Keystone Mountain region, where I met with a lot of the up-and-coming leaders in the region in Pittsburgh. It was, again, a really special opportunity to make sure that they felt prepped going into the year and felt good. And lastly, I made it on over to the Ohio Northern region, which was also a really cool opportunity to be joined by tons of Olives. We had an AZA engagement event at a local Five Guys in Cleveland, and we quite literally packed the house. It was basically like we had it rented out. There were so many of us. People, strangers were literally coming in and then leaving when they saw that every single table was already filled, and it was a really, really cool showing by O&R AZA, and I was really pumped to have gotten to meet all the Olives from O&R.
Yeah, I think it was definitely fun to watch all of the AZA good old moments, and definitely make sure to drop a follow because to see everything going on over there. But on my side, I started my first visit off in PWR. I hit a bunch of chapters all throughout San Diego and LA, and it was really such a special first stop for me, so close to my home of Las Vegas. So it was very special to have that as my first visit. And then I headed down to RMR in Denver, Colorado, and it was really special to meet with all of the teens there, and I hosted my very first BBG ritual night, which we will go into depth more about later in our podcast, and really to meet with the regional boards and help plan an amazing IC launch night. And I really can't wait to see how many teens that they're going to be bringing to IC this year. And I just got back from Red River. Red River was a very special visit for me because it was my first time in Canada. So it was a really special experience. And I got to spend a lot of the time with the regional boards and attend their BBG and AZA Rush Week, which was really special, watching all of the communities show all of their talents and really show all of the myths, all the experiences that they can be a part of. And the regional boards were just adorable. And they took me. Did you know that Winnipeg is the Slurpee capital of the world?
Like 7-Eleven Slurpees?
Like 7-Eleven Slurpees.
Didn't know.
So that was very special to have a 7-Eleven Slurpee from Red River region. But yeah, it was such a special time, and I really can't wait for more visits in the future. So now bringing us in to the conversation of our brand new ritual nights. So ritual nights are really pretty much this experience that TJ and I have been offering to all the communities during our community visits of pretty much ways to incorporate ritual and tradition and really bringing back all of the roots of the organization that we've had and bringing in new cheers, new and old, and also teaching the menorah pledge principle and the cardinal principles and really just having a discussion of how we can bring ritual and tradition into each of our communities.
Definitely. I think that it's been a really, really cool opportunity to be emphasizing this idea of ritual and tradition. As an organization who's turning 100 this year, It's something that makes us so unique and so different than so many other youth groups and other organizations is that we've quite literally been around for a century now. So really getting to celebrate all of the rich history that we've had over the last 100 years as we are going and visiting different communities is really, really, I think, a vital part of our visits. And it's something that we've heard so many teens on the road say they feel like they've been missing over the last couple of years, that whether it was coming out of the pandemic with virtual programming or really just maybe that little gap that happened between getting to be in person with one another, that there's a clear need to emphasize these ideas of ritual and tradition, to be able to relearn how to run an AZA and BBG business meeting, to know the AZA and BBG heartbeats, and really everything that makes BBYO BBYO.
Yeah, I think it's also very cool that we just launched new videos onto the YouTube and our BBYO toolbox, and it pretty much displays all of our songs and traditions that have maybe been lost or people don't know throughout the community. So also during our ritual nights, we have been introducing those and promoting those. And I think it's also really cool to watch all the different traditions that we're seeing on the road. Like I was during my Red River visit, I was doing a spirit circle and teaching a rendition of a song, and they told me I was doing it wrong and showed me their way of doing it. And I think it was really cool to see all of the different ways that teens do so many different traditions. And I think it was also really cool to learn a bunch of new songs from them.
Yeah. Well, as Courtney said before, for the first time on any of these episodes of the podcast, we're actually together in person with one another here in Washington, D.C., at the BBYO headquarters right now. And for those of you tuning in, you may be wondering what we're doing here. As you may know, we travel separately throughout the US, so it's definitely a unique opportunity that we're in person together. And as Courtney said before, coming up very soon at the time of this podcast, just a little bit over 24 hours away, is our international convention launch. And the anticipation around the international convention is massive. As all of you know, this year is IC100. We are celebrating our centennial in person with one another in Orlando, Florida, celebrating 100 years of AZA and 100 years of BBYO. So it is super exciting to be kicking off our registration tomorrow, making a massive, massive, massive push to get as many people to sign up as we can on the night that registration launches. And truly, we are anticipating the convention to sell out unlike any year in the past. So really, really emphasizing the importance to all the communities that we visited, ensuring that they know that at 8 p.m. on September 28th, they are logging in and ready to sign up for IC.
I don't know about you, but I'm really excited for Baltimore's IC launch night. They're going to be having a paint party, and I can't wait to attend. I think it's really cool to see all the different IC launch nights happening all over the world. I'm hearing the craziest of the crazy. I'm hearing ice cream nights. I'm hearing PJs and breakfast. What are you hearing?
I mean, I've been hearing all sorts of things. I know that there are a region or two that I've heard are headed to some arcade bowling alley type experiences. I know there's a region that's going rock climbing in anticipation of IC. And really, outside of just stressing the registration for IC, it's been a really nice opportunity for communities to just come together, take another chance to celebrate the centennial, be able to really continue building hype around and emphasizing the fact that we are celebrating 100 years of BBYO. And again, it's been a really, really cool opportunity to make sure that every community has their centennial merchandise, they have their centennial branding, they're wearing our 100 logo loud and proud and celebrating 100 years of BBYO.
I think also with that, on the topic of IC steering, we've had over 600 applications, which is quite record-breaking. And with all of the ILN, it has been amazing to see all of the applications coming in and our largest press corps applications to date. Our ILN has never been stronger, and I can't wait to see it this year.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is impressive how many people have decided to make that leap and take a chance on a leadership opportunity through the International Leadership Network. And truly, this is the one opportunity within BBYO that has quite literally no limits to it. There are no bounds to where the ILN can go. Specifically through our club opportunities, almost every day, it feels like we're getting an application from teens ready to start a new club, ready to offer a new opportunity to others in BBYO. And again, it's just so amazing to see so many people so interested in getting leadership opportunities, so many people interested in growing their network globally to people from around the world, and everything that the ILN has opened up. So it's really, really impressive to see.
I agree. And I think especially with so many new opportunities like cohorts and coordinators, we're really showing that BBYO is strong and is bigger and better than ever, and also more diverse than ever. So many new communities being represented and started. It is so exciting to see what the ILN is going to be looking like this year.
Absolutely. And I mean, in addition to that geographic diversity, I think more than ever, we've seen an age demographic diversity of teens participating in the ILN. We have more sophomores than ever that have signed up for the ILN. And again, it's really, really great to see teens younger and younger being interested in taking leadership opportunities and really just grasping for anything that BBYO has to offer for them. Awesome. So in addition to an exciting IC launch happening soon and ILN opening up in the near future, while Courtney and I have been on our visits, we've had the opportunities to meet with some alum of the international boards of BBYO. Most recently, I had the opportunity to meet with Dan Wolf, the 67th Grand Olive Sagan in Greensboro, North Carolina. And for me, it was really just one of the craziest experiences that I've ever had. Up until that point, I'd really never interacted with someone who had gone through so many of the same BBYO experiences as me, but during a very different generation. And hearing the similarities, hearing the differences of everything in between our two experiences was just very much so a unique experience and not something that I'd ever gone through before. And getting to talk to him, hearing from him that so many years later, he's still in touch with every single one of his board members was just such a really warm and amazing thing to hear. I mean, I definitely think I had like a flash of my future seeing myself 20, 30, 40 years from now still interacting with my board members. And it really was an interesting opportunity to be able to talk to him.
I think it's really special to be able to meet with past international board members to just hear their stories and hear what BBYO was like in the past. And I think definitely that's a really big part of our year that we're focusing on, is really bringing back all those traditions and rituals and the things that we might not know about from BBYO from 50 or 70 years ago, or not knowing what like the structure of how BBYO worked. It's really so interesting to hear that. And during my travels, I've had the honor of meeting with 3 different international NASIO from the past. I met with Jody Binstock, the 33rd international NASIA. I met with Emma Zentner, the 77th Anita M. Perlman international NASIA. And I met with Sarah McCune, the 15th International NASIA. I think that meeting with Sarah was such a very special moment to see someone a part of my lineage and hearing her stories and the fact that she is in her 80s and talking about her experience in BBYO and talking about all of these amazing things that she knew Anita M. Perlman and how she like shared a room with her. And I think that's so like such a cool moment that like our history is not so far back and that how connected we really are to all of our rituals. And even meeting with Emma Zentner, the 77th Anita M. Perlman International NASIA, her being NASIA just 2 years ago and still hearing such a different world in what we are now and how we are really evolving in just the past like 1 or 2 years to really see how our movement is growing is so special. And I feel so lucky to be in this position to be able to be speaking to them.
Completely. I think that in addition to getting to hear about so many of the aspects of their BBYO career that was different, it was really, really jarring to see how many of the moments that they were able to recall, things that they were able to celebrate as teens, are the exact same as they are today. I mean, when I was meeting with Dan, the former Grand Olive Sagan, he was recounting some of his memories from B'nai B'rith Perlman camp for IC, and hearing about the opening ceremonies to the convention and hearing about the election procedures and everything that came with that, knowing that he served on board over 30 years ago, could still recite to you exactly word for word the AZA opening rituals and everything that has for such a long time remain the exact same is such a cool experience. And I think that for Olives of any generation and BBGs of any generation, what connects all of us to one another are these moments of ritual and tradition that have remained the same and that will continue to remain the same for as long as AZA and BBG exist.
I agree. And I think that I think we're both excited for the future of all the meetings that and all the people that we're going to be meeting on the road. And definitely, alumni, if you're out there, reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to interview you. And stay tuned for us to be interviewing some alumni on here. And so where are we headed next, TJ?
I don't know. I know that something that's gained quite popularity is on our Instagram stories, our Courtney's Coordinates and Track TJ teaser questions. And I know we talked a little bit about this. I think it'd be a little fun for any podcast listeners out there to get a little bit of a clue on where we're headed next and possibly be able to successfully answer our Instagram poll questions.
I have a little hint. My next city that I'm going to be headed to is the third largest city in the U.S.
I wonder where you might be headed. And for me, I'll say that in the area that I'm going to, you'd be filled with tons of New York Knicks fans, tons of New York Giants fans, and tons of New York Jets fans. That should narrow it down a little bit where I'm headed, but still leave some up in the air for where I'll be going next.
I better look into my sports more. Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning into our third podcast episode. Stay tuned for more updates, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.